This week, a federal judge ruled that Georgia does not have to replace its electronic voting machines with machines that create paper records before the election in November. In her ruling, though, the judge noted that she is gravely concerned about Georgia's slow pace addressing the vulnerabilities of electronic voting. So what are those vulnerabilities and how secure are electronic voting machines? Joining us now is Marianne Schneider, who's the president of Verified Voting. That's a nonpartisan nonprofit that advocates for verifiable and secure elections. Marianne, welcome to Here and Now.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And what do you make of the ruling in Georgia this week that the state can go ahead and use electronic voting machines that don't produce a paper record in the upcoming midterms?
Well, I do think that it's a significant decision, but I think that the judge was concerned about the amount of time before the election that there wasn't enough time to smoothly implement paper ballots because there's only 7 weeks between now and the election and the early voting would start soon, too. So I think that was a greater concern for the court. But I think the judge made a lot of very significant findings about the vulnerabilities that are present in paperless computer systems that count our votes.
What are those vulnerabilities as you see it?
Well, they're computers, so they can be hacked, and they're no different for voting machines. And so what we advocate for are computers that incorporate a paper record that can be retained for recounts and audits, and that allows jurisdictions to monitor their systems, detect if anything has gone wrong, and respond to it and then recover by, if you have to, hand counting all the paper records.
How many states, or are there a lot of states, that use computers for voting, that do electronic voting machines?
99% of the country counts their votes using computers.
Mm-hmm.
And so 70% of the country already has some kind of paper record with those computers. So whether it's a voter marked paper ballot that is scanned or whether there's what we call a voter verifiable paper audit trail that is retained in the system.
Have we seen any evidence that there's been any hacking in any of those places where they don't have a paper record?
The short answer to that is no, but the system design is such that it would be very difficult to determine whether there's been any hacking, although we have seen instances of error, you know, programming error. Mm-hmm. I think if in the Georgia case, one of the experts testified, Alex Halderman, who was Verified Voting's technology fellow, he demonstrated that his malware could change all of the logs and all of the records. So even if you looked at it after the fact, it would be very hard to detect that the malware was there.
So why are they used at all if there are questions about their security?
Well, at the time, and turn back the clock about 14 years, they were seen as an improvement over lever machines and punch card machines, and they were considered to be modern. But there's been a shift over the course of the years away from these machines, and now we have the last 30% still out there.
What is your ideal voting system?
So I think that right now, under the state of current technology, a computer like an optical or digital scanner, so that the voter-marked paper ballot, and the ballot is marked either with a pen or a pencil or with a ballot marking device that has accessibility features for voters who can't use a pen or pencil. And then that ballot is scanned and tabulated, and it's retained in the voting system, if necessary for a recount, and definitely for an audit, because it's not enough just to have the paper ballot. You have to actually look at it after the fact and check to make sure the software has worked properly. And that's a very important concept, is that we rely on the software, we leverage the technology to make our lives easier, but then we have to check and make sure it worked properly.
So as you look forward to the midterm elections, which are coming up in less than 2 months now, how secure do you think we are against a possible hack?
Well, first of all, there's two things to remember here. There's only one sure way to make sure your vote doesn't count, and that's to not show up. But the second thing is that these are risks, not certainties. So a lot of election management is risk management. So, yes, the machines that don't have paper records require special handling, and there are steps that can be taken to make sure they're as secure as possible, you know, isolating the computers that program them from the internet, making sure that they're not connected to any networks. And many organizations, especially since 2016, have published the steps that you need to take to make sure that they're as safe as possible. In the jurisdictions that have paper records, there's an ability to detect whether anything has happened and an ability to do a recount if necessary or to do an audit. And so we would recommend that where there are paper records, audits are conducted to make sure that the software has operated correctly. So I think that election officials intend to run as smooth elections as possible. And I think that we saw in 2016 that there are ways to create chaos and disrupt elections that don't involve changing the vote totals with, you know, social media and things like that. So there are definitely areas for improvement, and I would like to see states make those changes as soon as possible.
That's Marian Schneider, who is president of Verified Voting. That's a nonpartisan nonprofit that advocates for secure and verifiable elections. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.